Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips, and this is the morning news. Two men remain in custody this morning following the foiled terror plot in Marseille. Suspects Clément Beurre and Mayedine Merabet were arrested in Marseille's 3rd arrondissement. In the raid that followed, a black ISIL flag and weapons, including an Uzi machine gun and 3 kilograms of TATP-type explosives, were uncovered. Interior Minister Matthias Fekl said the men were suspected of wanting to launch an imminent violent act on the eve of the presidential elections. Police are still unsure of the precise day the pair were planning to execute the attack, or even who were the targets, although some of the bomb material found was ready for use. According to Le Monde, police seized a video of one suspect in front of the ISIL flag brandishing a machine gun and a newspaper with François Fillon on the cover with an eye for an eye written on the screen. With 4 days to go until the first round of votes, Emmanuel Macron will be in Nantes tonight for a meeting. Benoît Hamon is rallying supporters at Paris's Place de la République. François Fillon will be spending the morning at the Paris headquarters of music platform Deezer, accompanied by Alain Juppé. The mayor of Bordeaux has been playing his cards close to his chest until recently. He has just decided to show his support for the right-wing candidate. Thomas Thévenu will begin his trial today before the Paris Correctional Court. The former Secretary of State held his position for a mere 9 days under François Hollande. He and his wife faced charges of tax evasion. Thévenu was forced to step down 3 years ago after apparently forgetting to declare his income to the tax authorities. His excuse? Thévenu claimed he suffered from fiscal phobia. British Prime Minister Theresa May has called a snap general election in the UK. May claims the election will help heal divisions in Westminster that could hold up Brexit negotiations. British MPs will vote on whether the election will go ahead in the Commons today. May needs to garner a two-thirds majority for the election to get the green light. May made the announcement yesterday from Downing Street in a move that surprised all of Britain. If MPs approve, the election will be held on June 8th. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.